I'm so excited about my next guest. I've had a chance to meet with her, to even sit near her and talk to her. She is really quite a remarkable woman. Some people may call today Mayday, Mayday, because legendary singer is celebrating her 95th birthday and Mother's Day with six shows. That's right, six shows at Crooners in Fridley, and that's May 11th through the 14th. Now, who other than legendary jazz and cabaret singer Marilyn May is still working on her 95th birthday. Welcome, Marilyn May. It's so great to have you join us.
Hi, Marilyn. I'm so glad to speak with you. We have met, huh?
We have met. I've been to two or three of your shows at Crooners. We had a chance that you were sitting at the bar one night, and I sat two seats away from you, and you just smiled.
After the show.
Yes.
Designate after the show, please.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I was just thinking about Tony Bennett, who, the legendary singer who retired from the stage in 2021 at the age of 95. And some people may look at you and see how fabulous you are, and others may sit and go, when is she going to retire? Why do we have to retire? I don't understand that.
That's not in my vocabulary. I don't even know what that word means. I just did a concert at Carnegie Hall. March 24th, and with an 80-piece orchestra, the New York Pops orchestra with 80 musicians behind me, and we did 2 hours and a 2-hour concert. And it was thrilling. We had 3,000 people there. And all of that just made me, no, I will never retire.
I'm the same way, by the way. I am with you on that. I am not going to Someone has to be responsible to tell
singer.
Me when I'm done.
You're a singer. I know. Where's
yes,
your next
ma'am.
Gig?
Oh, my gosh. Several are coming up. And I also MC and do so much more. And you do way more than what I do. I don't know how you do it and still look so fabulous. I wish I could get into every outfit you wear because you're fabulous.
Thank you, sweetheart.
We are excited that you're back.
Mr. Mackey, Bob Mackey is my friend. And he gifted me with a whole new outfit for the second half. I wore something that I had of his for the first half of that comedy concert. And then he had another one made. I had to fly out to Palm Springs to get fittings for it. And then I flew back about 4 days before I opened. And so thank you for that. I'm very proud of what I wear because I think Mr. Mackey is a genius.
Well, I wish every young person that is just starting their careers singing, I wish they could see you because you really have a history in your eyes and heart, yet everything about you seems young. Are you still kicking that leg up over your, like right at your shoulder? Oh, my goodness.
Of course, they expect that. Although I must say these days I do put 3 fingers on the piano just to hold on.
Hold on.
I didn't used to have to hold on, but now I do. But all of that goes with the song called It's Today. You know, Jerry Herman wrote a wonderful song for Mame, and I did the part of Mame some years ago, and that song really does tell it like I think it life should be. Every day is important, and
every day is
a new day. You know, every single day you're active and you do what you do. I teach a lot. I have people that want to, you know, some people play golf, some people play bridge. I know a lot of people that love to sing and they want to do a performance. They're here in New York. I'm in New York right now. So I set acts for them. You know, I do the arrangements and teach them. And that keeps me busy when I'm not doing places like Crooners. I'm so thrilled about being back at Crooners because this is our, we do usually twice a year in that wonderful place. And Mary T, you know Mary T, of course.
Oh, of course. So as we look at your future, right? Some people will say ageism right now is really a problem. Some people, young people, will look at that and go, oh, you know, this person is too old and maybe they should stop. Here's the thing. If you are still gifting your gift, to all of us, then that is what we should be paying attention to. And I'm so grateful that you're doing that. And it inspires me to continue to do that, right? I just turned 65, right? So I'm just fine getting older.
You're in your prime. That's really in your prime. And then you realize when you get to your 90s, you'll realize that's another prime. That'll be, you know, it's really wonderful because by this time, every lyric is so important and every story is important. And when you've lived this long, you understand those stories. And so it makes it easy to convey them to the audience.
Now, this is happening at Crooner's Lounge in Fritley. All you have to do is go to croonersloungemn.com to get tickets on Eventbrite. And, of course, this is on the main stage at Crooner's. I love the main stage, and I can't wait to see you there. I will come and see you again because
I want you to. We'll be there. What are the dates? Let me see. We open on the 11th of May, which is
go through the 14th.
Mm-hmm. And we do two shows on Friday and two shows on Saturday. And then on Mother's Day, I'm kind of glad to be not kind of, I'm thrilled to be there on Mother's Day because I hope, you know, we want to do an early show. So I hope a lot of the people will come that are celebrating Mother's Day. And even if you're not, it's a good place to be on a Sunday afternoon.
I'm sure you've been asked this question many times, and it's my last question. How do you keep the stamina? How is it that you perform as though you are 28 years old? How do you continue? What are you eating?
Well, I'm sure you can identify with this. You love what you do, and I do love what I do. I like the people, and I'm most appreciative that they are coming to hear what I do. And I'm hoping that they, you know, I'm always very honored when they say, you know, I didn't feel real good yesterday and today. And now tonight after your show, you know, after the show, they'll say, I feel so much better. And it's kind of therapy for, you know, all the Great American Songbook. It's all therapy for people that love the music and love singing and entertainment. So I'm grateful that I'm still able to do that and really having fun doing it.
Well, I love that you are back. And by the way, there are so many teenagers and young people that know of you and come to your shows, too. I remember the last show I saw you in, I looked around and went, wow, the parents and grandparents were bringing their grandchildren to the show.
Isn't that great? I love that. I'm so glad. I want them to really get acquainted with the Great American Songbook, the Cole Porter songs and the Jerry Herman songs and all that great material that maybe they haven't been exposed to, and it's really kind of a material. These wonderful songs is an invitation and an education for them. So I'm always thrilled when there are kids, young people in the audience.
I know I said I had one question, but here's the last one. I promise. Have you written your memoirs?
No, I haven't. I don't have time right now.
Oh, I hope you will.
I'm too busy creating them.
There you go. So, well said.
So, yeah, that's it. You know, I'm really awfully busy. I can't sit down and write them. And although I do think the Carnegie appearance was the thrilling thing that happened, and we had people from all over the country. We had we sold out. There were over 3,000 people there.
Oh my goodness!
And they came from all over the country, old friends and people that have heard me for years came to that concert, and of course, you know, I come to I love Crooner's, and I come there twice a year. Mary's a wonderful lady that owns the place, and we just have a great time. And there's lots of singers that come, and it's kind of, you know, Minneapolis is quite a place for singers, right?
That's right, and we love it here. We really do, and we're grateful that you came. I also want to say to you that my siblings and I were
next time.
Next time, I hope so.
Thing for me.
I hope so, but I want you to know my siblings and I, we did Carnegie Hall. We sang at Carnegie Hall, and I'll never forget stepping in that magic circle right there in the middle. What did it feel like for you when you stepped into it?
That's fun. Well, I had done it twice with other singers, and it didn't feel foreign to me, and I kind of just I did say at one point that this is a really lovely nightclub, isn't it? So we just turned it into a club, you know, into a little intimate cabaret.
Well, if you guys want to, if any of the listeners want to know a little bit more about Marilyn May, please go to her website at www.marilynmay.com. What a pleasure, and I will see you soon.
Thank you, Geraldine. I look forward to seeing you and hearing you. My
you
love to
you. My love to you. Good night.
Good night.